spending an entertainment card, saver. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics. From newborn to college grad, Panda Pediatrics provides primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for kids as they grow into young adults. PandaPEDS.com.
92 degrees in Lawrence, but it feels like it's 103. Take it easy out there. We have extreme heat warnings in effect through Friday evening.
It's All Things Considered from... You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org, where we're streaming 24 hours a day, both our KPR1 and KPR2 services, simulcasting right now, of course, but two very different schedules for KPR1 and KPR2. When you have a moment, go check it out. I personally think you are likely to find something you will enjoy on one or the other of the KPR1 and KPR2 broadcasts. So check it out. Again, that web address, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Buskerfest, presenting a quarterfinal game viewing party on July 11th, 4 to 11 p.m. Celebration in South Park and viewing party at Maselli's. More at lawrencebuskerfest.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 6:30. Then we will find out why these heat waves that have been dominating news lately have been so deadly, particularly in Europe. I'm going to talk about the EU's response to rising temperatures. We'll continue with our Unsung Hero series. And so much more, all coming up before 7 o'clock here on KPR.
As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at membership@kansaspublicradio.org.
Kansas Public Radio isn't just news, it's also classical music and jazz music. But let's focus on the classical for a second. Whether you're in the mood for a Bach sonata or a concerto by Mozart or live music from the performance studio, a whole world of music awaits you every day, classically speaking, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR stations. I want to go over this extreme heat warning again one more time, an extreme heat warning in effect for virtually all of the KPR listening area through 9 o'clock Friday night. Heat index values reaching up to around 110 degrees. Please take it easy. Wear loose clothing, light colored clothing. Stay hydrated. Get into air conditioning if you can. Please check on your friends and neighbors and have a special thought for your pets. Give them plenty of shade and water.
It's All Things Considered.
Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, first thing, 5 to 9 a.m. morning edition. We'll get you caught up on all the news from overnight and more.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
News headlines are coming your way in just about 40 seconds. It is still really hot and really humid throughout the KPR listening area. Take it easy if you can. The time is 6:30.
Our joint executive, our focus is on getting the resources to the people that they need.
While officials await possible help from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, recovery groups and nonprofits are working to shelter those who lost their homes. For NPR News, I'm Lily Burris in Richmond.
Stocks finished mostly higher on Wall Street today. You are listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach is suing the health insurance giant Aetna, saying the company kept tens of millions of dollars in state employee health funding. Beck Shackelford-Wongonga reports.
Aetna is a third-party administrator for the state's employee health insurance plans. The lawsuit alleges Aetna used money from the state employee health plan to offset money they lost on other unrelated claims. It's called cross-plan offsetting, and courts in other states like New Jersey have ruled against it. The lawsuit also alleges Aetna systematically underpays out-of-network claims and keeps the savings. A spokesperson with Aetna denied the allegations and said Aetna is committed to safeguarding the money in the state employee health plan. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford, Wangonga.
Kansas is one of the states that may need to pay millions of dollars next year to help feed low-income families through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP. The exact amount is based on a state's SNAP payment error rate, which includes overpayments and underpayments to participants. Most states with an error rate of 6% or higher will have to start paying a portion of the benefit costs. Christine Woody, the Food Security Policy Manager for Empower Missouri, says the change comes as states will also be paying higher administrative costs for SNAP come October.
At least all of us advocates believe that really to do this in the proper way, you really need to increase in staffing, increase in oversight, increase in the number of folks who are working through these problems, and not just make like drastic cuts and drastic ways to cut people off potentially just to get the error rate down.
The changes are part of the so-called One Big Beautiful Bill that was signed into law last July. Kansans should be prepared for extreme heat all week. Brandon Drake with the National Weather Service says the eastern half of the state could see heat index readings well above 100. He says they're predicting the extreme heat will last until the 4th of July.
People need to obviously take care of themselves, be drinking plenty of water, take breaks if they're working outside, and spend as much time in the air conditioning to recover as they can.
Drake says extreme heat can be fatal. It can also be easy to overlook. If you're planning on being outside for long periods, you should prepare for the day, doing that the day before by increasing your hydration levels. An extreme heat warning in effect until 9 o'clock Friday night, with heat index values up to around 110 throughout the Lawrence and Topeka areas tonight. Humid with a low in the upper 70s. Hot and humid again tomorrow with a high in the lower 90s. Tomorrow night's low only getting down to the mid-70s. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
It's a morning edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Lots of other non-Lawrence frequencies as well, all listed for you online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting a donation drive at Fairlawn Plaza in Topeka, Tuesday, June 30th, 4 to 7 p.m., accepting gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassettes, and musical instruments. Details at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
Stay with us. We still have another 10 or so minutes of All Things Considered. You're joining us on KPR One Station. Stick around for news headlines, followed by Stardate, then an hour of classical music. We have a rebroadcast of classics live at 8 p.m. And then Tom Parkinson is your host for Jazz in the Night. If you're joining us on KPR Two, coming up at 7 o'clock, we have a rebroadcast of this week's This American Life. 92 degrees in Lawrence, but it feels a lot harder right around 101 degrees. It's 10 minutes before 7.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News.
I'm offering solutions to help businesses win, locally and globally. More at bankofamerica.com/gamechangers. From DuckDuckGo, who believes that AI is hard to avoid right now. That's why they made a version of their private search engine without AI. Learn more at DuckDuckGo.com. And from Your Part-Time Controller, specializing in nonprofit accounting and committed to supporting nonprofits with financial management services such as budgeting and forecasting. YPTC.com/NPR. This is NPR.
We keep our questions on Morning Edition civil but direct.
But let's be real. How could your party still screw this up?
Cut to the chase with us every weekday from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR station's Morning Edition is the program you will hear. It's a great way to start your day with the very latest news.
Support for KPR comes from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline in Headquarters, Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next, we have news headlines, followed by Stardate, then an hour of classical music, then a rebroadcast of Classics Live, tonight featuring the Topeka Symphony Orchestra. At 9 o'clock, we shift gears. You will hear jazz hosted by Tom Parkinson.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas counties since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
We do have an extreme heat warning until 9 o'clock Friday night. Not expecting much of a low tonight, only down into the upper 70s and very humid through the night. It's 7:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. President Trump says he'll accept the Supreme Court's decision expected tomorrow on birthright citizenship, even if it goes against him. But as NPR's Franco Ordonez reports, Trump says such a decision would be bad for the country.
In a major test for the 14th Amendment, the Supreme Court is expected to announce Tuesday whether Trump's restrictions on birthright citizenship can stand. The 14th Amendment has long been interpreted to guarantee citizenship on all those born on U.S. soil. At the White House, Trump struck a somber tone about the pending court decision.
Well, I guess I have to accept it's the Supreme Court, so I'll accept. I think it's very bad for our nation. We're the only nation that does it.
Actually, according to the Pew Research Center, 32 other countries around the world have similar birthright citizenship laws. The president has not been shy about his feelings, though, pressing justices to back him and even attending a high court hearing on the case. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, the White House.
Arizona Democratic Senator Ruben Gallego has been cleared of a misconduct complaint by the Senate Ethics Committee. Republican Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna championed the case against Gallego, alleging campaign finance and sexual misconduct, as NPR's Claudia Grisales reports.
In April, Senator Gallego told reporters he had regrets about a long friendship with California Representative Eric Swalwell, who was facing a wave of allegations that eventually forced his resignation. However, Gallego told reporters there was no wrongdoing on his part, a stance he's maintained.
I'm not a victim here. I am, however, being targeted by a lot of right-wing operatives using this horrible situation.
The Senate Ethics Committee said it found no evidence Gallego violated federal laws, Senate rules, or related standards of conduct. The panel is led by a Republican chairman with a total of 3 Republicans and 3 Democrats. Claudia DeSales, NPR News.
The fire that killed 3 firefighters over the weekend in Colorado continues to burn with zero containment. Colorado Public Radio's Stina Sieg says locals remain poised to evacuate in the tiny community nearby.
Lauren Ratzloff saw giant columns of smoke on Saturday, then chains of flames from her home in Glade Park. She said the winds were the worst she'd ever felt in her little high desert town of only a few hundred people. Ratzloff keeps thinking about the fire crews still working in the rough surrounding terrain.
We're all up here in this community. We're just absolutely heartbroken about the loss of the firefighters.
The firefighters who died have been identified as Emily Baker of Michigan, Nick Hutcherson of Arizona, and Sydney Watson of Alabama. For NPR News, I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction, Colorado.
U.S. stocks rose today and recovered some of their losses from last week. This is NPR News.
Stardate June 29th. When the moon covers the sun during a total eclipse, a couple of rare sights greet viewers. One is the corona, the sun's hot but thin outer atmosphere, which looks like a silvery halo. The other is the short red or pink tendrils known as prominences, eruptions of gas into the corona. They're actually there all the time, but they're impossible to see against the brilliance of the sun's disk. Prominences can span many thousands of miles. The largest are about half the size of the sun itself. They're actually thousands of degrees cooler than the surface of the sun. They look bright only when they're seen against the dark background of space. When they're seen against the sun, they form dark streaks. Prominences are powered by the sun's magnetic field. Strands of the field can levitate above the surface. The strands can be filled with plasma, hot gas that has an electric charge. Some prominences are common around magnetically active regions. They can erupt in minutes, loop into the corona, then collapse within hours. Others form in regions that are fairly quiet. They can take days to bloom into the corona, then remain visible for weeks or months. Some prominences don't stop at the corona. They can send huge clouds of plasma into the solar system. If they hit Earth, these outbursts can trigger brilliant auroras and disrupt technology. Prominent impacts from the sun. Today's program was made possible by Mercer Caverns in Calaveras County in California's historic gold country. More information at mercercaverns.net. I'm Billy Henry.
Good evening, and thanks for coming along on a Monday evening. I'm Steve Seal. Schubert's Third Symphony coming up, and a couple of less familiar composers, but nevertheless ones worth getting to know as well, included in the music for this hour. This is from Alfredo Casella, his Introduction Chorale and March. from the late 19th, early 20th century Italian composer Alfredo Casella. And the piece called Introduction, Chorale, and March. Played there by the BBC Philharmonic, conducted by Gianandrea Noseda. This is from Rosie Wertheim. She was a Dutch composer, also of the late 19th, early 20th century, lived until 1949. And a piano piece here called The Source of Life. What do you suppose that would be? What is the source of life? Most of us would probably agree that would be water, right? Well, this is a very water-like piece, appropriately enough, and it's played here by Naoko Criscato.
Thank you.
The Source of Life by the Dutch composer Rosie Wertheim. Her music played there by pianist Nauko Christakatto.
Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. And the Flint Hills Discovery Center in Manhattan, inspiring visitors to celebrate, explore, and care for the Flint Hills region with exhibits, programs, and events to engage visitors of all ages. More at flinthillsdiscovery.org. This is KPR.
Here's a look at the KPR weather forecast. It's 92 and clear. Wind is from the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low in the low 80s. Wind will be from the south at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Then, tomorrow, clear with a high in the mid-90s. Wind will be from the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 70s. It's 92 and clear. Stay tuned for more KPR weather. I'm Maria Lopez.
Franz Schubert completed his Symphony No. 3 just a few months after his 18th birthday. And like the other early symphonies of his, which is to say the six written before his unfinished symphony, the 8th, it wasn't published during Schubert's lifetime. Chamber Orchestra of Europe, conducted here by Claudio Abbado, and the Symphony No. 3 by Schubert.
Thank you.
Schubert's Third Symphony, the Symphony No. 3 in D major, played there by the Chamber Orchestra of Europe, conducted by Claudio Abbado.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Our media landscape is changing every day, seemingly every minute. Tell us about your listening habits by taking our annual Media and Technology Survey. Your response helps the station better serve our listening community. Take the survey at that website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Here's a look at the KPR weather forecast. It's 92 and clear. Wind is from the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low in the low 80s. Wind will be from the south at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Then, tomorrow, clear with a high in the mid-90s. Wind will be from the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 70s. It's 92 and clear. Stay tuned for more KPR weather. I'm Maria Lopez.
John Duncan was a composer who got his education at Temple University, studied further at NYU. He was an arranger for jazz groups in Philadelphia. And he wrote many compositions, although few were published, but many were performed on university campuses throughout the South. This is his clarinet quintet. We'll hear it played by clarinetist Marcus Ely with the Lyris Quartet. Clarinet Quintet by John Duncan. Marcus Ely played the clarinet with the Lyris Quartet. Our music is supported by Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort, offering a small ship experience with a shore excursion included in every port and onboard cultural enrichment as well. Discover more at Viking.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 91 and fair. Wind is from the south at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight partly cloudy with a low in the low 80s. Wind will be from the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Then tomorrow clear with a high in the mid 90s. Wind will be from the south at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow night partly cloudy with a low in the upper 70s. It's 91 and fair. That's KPR weather.
Welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown, and we're in White Concert Hall at Washburn University in Topeka. This is a Topeka Symphony Concert featuring an internationally known award-winning concert pianist, Chae Yung Park, who just happened to grow up in Lawrence, Kansas, studying with KU piano professor Jack Weinrock. She'll be featured in the Grieg A Minor Piano Concerto. But first, here's music director Kyle Wiley-Pickett to lead the Topeka Symphony through the procession of the Sardars, or leaders, from Mlada, a show by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov.
We'll be right back.
the Topeka Symphony. Starting off this November 2024 program here in White Concert Hall, part of their Putting on the Ritz series of 2024-2025 season. That was the Procession of the Tsardars by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. Their conductor, Kyle Wiley-Pickett, acknowledges the applause. Now the stagehands are moving out the 9-foot concert grand here at Washburn for the Edvard Grieg A Minor Piano Concerto, probably the number one piano concerto in music lovers' hearts around the world. It's in three movements, and Grieg wrote this in his native Norway in 1868, when he was only 24 years old. Our soloist is a young woman who was the first female Korean pianist to win the Hilton Head International Piano Competition in 2019. That led to her Carnegie Hall solo debut. She could play anything from the French Baroque to contemporary works by composers like Eunsuk Chin. Jaeyoung Park started studying piano with KU professor Jack Weinrock when she was still a child in Lawrence, Kansas. She earned her artist's diploma from the Juilliard School. She was recently a finalist in the 2023 Rubinstein Piano Competition. Here is our local girl made good, Jaeyoung Park, at the piano in front of the orchestra with the Topeka Symphony to bring you Grieg's Piano Concerto.
Thank you.
That's the Topeka Symphony Orchestra, led by their conductor and music director, Kyle Wiley Pickett. Here in Washburn's White Concert Hall, the featured soloist is known around the world as a concert and chamber pianist, and she grew up in Lawrence. Chae-Yung Park, soloist in the Piano Concerto in A Minor, Opus 16, by Edvard Grieg. Rumor had it backstage that there might be an encore. Here she is again on stage in front of the orchestra, although the players are just eagerly listening. A sweet choice for an encore. That was George Gershwin's Embraceable You, played by tonight's Topeka Symphony soloist, Chae-Yung Park. Kansas Public Radio is honored to be able to record tonight's concert. Since we're based in Lawrence at KU, KPR has welcomed Chae-Yung Park many times to our live performance studio so she could play on the radio. Listen for her recordings of those appearances, dating back to 2011 or before, when she was a very impressive, very young woman. Thanks for joining us for this Topeka Symphony concert. Tobias Ascension St. Smith recorded the concert, and I'm your classical concert mate, Cordelia Brown. If you'd like to hear this concert on Classics Live again, all you have to do is Check our website a bit after this broadcast on the Classics Live page to click play on the sound file. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you. from the 2003 Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, Mozart's Flute Quartet in F Major, another KPR recording here on Classics Live from KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
At Morning Edition, we take you to the places where the news is breaking so you get a clear idea of what's happening and why.
The Trump administration repeatedly called the protesters anarchists and insurrectionists, and this is simply not the case. I was there. These protests have been...
Listen for the latest developments on the biggest news stories every weekday morning on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. This is Kansas Public Radio. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Classics Live on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, offering educational programs like Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, Weather Hunters, Carl the Collector, and Lila in the Loop. Available on demand in the PBS Kids video app.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. President Trump says Iran asked for a meeting with U.S. counterparts, though Iranian officials say no such meeting was scheduled. Hostilities between the U.S. and Iran have mounted in recent days in the Strait of Hormuz, the vital waterway for much of the world's energy supplies. Today, both sides appeared to pause after 4 days of trading attacks. The Supreme Court's conservative majority today invalidated nearly a century's worth of law, striking down almost all the limits that Congress and the courts had previously established to protect the independence of regulatory agencies. President Trump hailed the decision as a big win for presidential powers, as NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
The court reversed a 91-year-old precedent that had, until now, protected multi-member agency heads from being fired, except for misconduct or malfeasance in office. The decision potentially opens the door as well to allowing presidents to fire not just agency leaders, but potentially lower-level government experts. But in a second decision, the court took a contrary position when it came to the Federal Reserve Board and Trump's attempt to fire one of the board's Democratic appointees, Lisa Cook. Trump accused her of mortgage fraud, though subsequent reporting has strongly suggested those charges are without merit. And today, the Supreme Court sent the case back to the lower courts, instructing that they examine whether the charges are pretextual. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
And the Supreme Court rejected President Trump's push to throw out a jury's $5 million finding that he sexually abused writer E. Jean Carroll at a New York City department store in the mid-1990s and later defamed her. The decision in the civil case comes about 2 years after the court granted Trump broad immunity from criminal prosecution. House Speaker Mike Johnson has sent a housing bill that passed Congress with bipartisan support to President Trump's desk. NPR's Claudia Grisales reports Trump has called the bill a, quote, yawn.
Trump has said he'll hold up legislation like the housing bill until Congress takes up his partisan Save America Act to impose strict proof of citizenship requirements for voters. With the Save Act still in limbo, Trump told reporters he's not sure he'll sign the housing bill or veto it.
To me, compared to the Save America Act, just about everything is a big yawn.
The plan marks one of the few highlights for moderate Republicans facing tough races to keep control of Congress this November. They are hoping to campaign on plans to address affordability and saw the housing bill as a major win in their messaging plans. Claudia DeSalis, NPR News.
Recreational marijuana sales are set to begin next year in Virginia, 5 years after it became the first southern state to legalize possession of the drug. Under a new state law passed today, up to 350 cannabis shops can open across the state and will be able to sell to adults over 21 beginning July 1st, 2027. 24 states allow recreational use of cannabis. This is NPR News from Washington. The Alaska Supreme Court says a man with the same name and party affiliation as Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan is eligible for the August primary election. The ruling affirms a lower court decision that found that a top state elections official was wrong when she disqualified the challenger Sullivan from the ballot. Alaska's Senate race is one of the most closely watched in the country and features more than a dozen candidates. In Uganda, soldiers have shut down some of the largest newspaper, radio, and TV outlets after an order by the country's army chief. NPR's Emmanuel Akinwotu reports.
NTV and Spark TV, which are among the most popular TV stations in Uganda, were taken off air by soldiers late on Sunday. Both stations are owned by the Nation Media Group, the largest independent media company in East and Central Africa. The company says soldiers have also taken over the headquarters of its newspaper, the Daily Monitor. It's unclear what led to the crackdown, but in a social media post, Uganda's army chief, General Muhoozi Kainerugaba, son of the 81-year-old President Yoweri Museveni, said he does not believe in a free press. Kainerugaba is a central figure in Uganda's repressive regime and is seen as a potential successor to his father, who won a controversial seventh term in January. Emmanuel Akinwotu, NPR News, Lagos.
Paraguay's men's soccer team has pulled off one of the biggest upsets in recent World Cup history, defeating powerhouse Germany in a nail-biting shootout, the first of this year's tournament. Paraguay's president has declared tomorrow a national holiday. Germany's won four World Cups, is ranked 22 places above Paraguay. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org, and the listeners who support this NPR station.
Greetings, it's All Night Jazz here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Tom Parkinson. Thanks for stopping by. Let's get the party started this hour with something from pianist Hilton Ruiz. He assembled quite a fine band for his album entitled Strut. He's got Sam Rivers on saxophones with Lou Soloff on trumpet. Rodney Jones is playing guitar. Robbie Amin is the drummer. And we've got both Steve Berrios and Mongo Santa Maria on percussion. Hilton Ruiz with Lee Morgan's The Sidewinder.